Passage 3. The latest weapon for fighting pests is natural and safe to humans. And here's the sweetest part. It's sugar. Well, it's not so sweet to some insects and mites. This isn't your grandmother's table sugar. While safe to humans, this sugar pesticide kills the insects and mites quite effectively. Scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture added an extra chemical group to sugar and applied it to plants as a diluted spray. During application, it coats the leaf's surface with a solution that can get in the insects and suffocate them, particularly small insects. The other mechanism is to cause rapid water loss. While its effectiveness as a pesticide is impressive, being safe for people is the sugar's real selling point. Our tough skin provides significant protection, and the dose needed to kill an insect is far too little to hurt a person. It's also safe to the environment and doesn't leave behind nasty things like some chemical pesticides. It's only active when it's wet. It dries and kills quickly, then breaks down into smaller parts and becomes inactive. Sugar pesticides could soon find a home under your kitchen sink or in your closet as a killer of household pests like wasps and cockroaches. These applications are being looked at by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Now listen and complete the multiple choice questions below. Multi-choice questions. Number 1. What will the new pesticide do to humans? Number 2. In what way is the new pesticide used? Number 3. How does the new pesticide kill insects? Number 4. What will be left after it is used? Number 5. What's the passage mainly about? Now listen again and complete the outline below.
The latest weapon for fighting pests is natural and safe to humans. And here's the sweetest part. It's sugar. Well, it's not so sweet to some insects and mites. This isn't your grandmother's table sugar. While safe to humans, this sugar pesticide kills the insects and mites quite effectively. Scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture added an extra chemical group to sugar and applied it to plants as a diluted spray. During application, it coats the leaf's surface with a solution that can get in the insects and suffocate them, particularly small insects. The other mechanism is to cause rapid water loss. While its effectiveness as a pesticide is impressive, being safe for people is the sugar's real selling point. Our tough skin provides significant protection, and the dose needed to kill an insect is far too little to hurt a person. It's also safe to the environment and doesn't leave behind nasty things like some chemical pesticides. It's only active when it's wet. It dries and kills quickly, then breaks down into smaller parts and becomes inactive. Sugar pesticides could soon find a home under your kitchen sink or in your closet as a killer of household pests like wasps and cockroaches. These applications are being looked at by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Now listen again and check your answers.
The latest weapon for fighting pests is natural and safe to humans. And here's the sweetest part. It's sugar. Well, it's not so sweet to some insects and mites. This isn't your grandmother's table sugar. While safe to humans, this sugar pesticide kills the insects and mites quite effectively. Scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture added an extra chemical group to sugar and applied it to plants as a diluted spray. During application, it coats the leaf's surface with a solution that can get in the insects and suffocate them, particularly small insects. The other mechanism is to cause rapid water loss. While its effectiveness as a pesticide is impressive, being safe for people is the sugar's real selling point. Our tough skin provides significant protection, and the dose needed to kill an insect is far too little to hurt a person. It's also safe to the environment and doesn't leave behind nasty things like some chemical pesticides. It's only active when it's wet. It dries and kills quickly, then breaks down into smaller parts and becomes inactive. Sugar pesticides could soon find a home under your kitchen sink or in your closet as a killer of household pests like wasps and cockroaches. These applications are being looked at by the Environmental Protection Agency.